Here's the headlines from thefederalist.com. Ukrainian oligarch paid $700,000 to the husband of a House Judiciary Committee Democrat. That sounds like a bribe. Wait a minute. Was there a quid pro quo? Robert Powell, the husband of Representative Debbie Mulcarcel Powell, a Democrat of Florida, reportedly took $700,000 from a Ukrainian oligarch named Igor Kolomoisky. Now, let's check in with our resident expert on all things Ukraine and Central Europe, Mr. Paul. Anyone named Igor is probably a bad person. Igor Maloisky, Kolomoisky. Mulcarcel Powell sits on the House Judiciary Committee, the committee that drafted two articles of a sham impeachment against President Donald Trump for his alleged abuse of power with regards to Ukraine. In 2018, the Daily Beast reported that a number of businesses linked to Kolomoisky hired Powell as an attorney. One of those firms paid Powell at least $700,000 over 2 years, according to public records. The Miami Herald reported Powell was working for companies tied to Kolomoisky for 10 years. Powell made most of his money in the 2 years leading up to his wife's election in 2018. Kolomoisky has been accused of contract killings and embezzlement in the past. Yet in 2018, when Mulcarcel Powell was running for her seat, she did not see her husband's work was relevant to her campaign. Quote, Debbie Mulcarcel Powell is running for Congress, not her husband. To imply that Debbie has anything to do with her indirect shareholder of a parent company that once employed her husband is an enormous stretch, said her campaign director. While Mulcarcel Powell may have convinced her constituents that her husband's work is unrelated, it is a clear conflict in the current impeachment of Trump. And Mulcarcel Powell voted yes on the articles of sham impeachment. The House has moved to impeach Trump over July 25th. You know all this. No evidence to corroborate those charges has been found, and yet no Democrat sees a problem with one of their own committee members, spouses, doing business with a Ukrainian oligarch. There has been no check on whether Mulcarcel Powell is benefiting from her husband's work with a foreign power that interfered in the 2016. This whole thing is exploding in the Democrats' face. So let me see if I understand this. You got a member of the House of Representatives that sat on a committee that voted to impeach the president because he had a phone call with the president of Ukraine, which he's supposed to do. And as I pointed out yesterday, if you're going to impeach somebody over this, and if there was a quid pro quo, Trump did not make it in that phone call. He never did. He sent Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo to do it. If it happened, then it would be Pence or Pompeo that would be responsible for the quid pro quo. Because they went to Ukraine. Pence went twice. Twice he went. Again, this Salem witch trial is just that. Now, why isn't the Washington Compost running a lead story about this? This is an obvious conflict of it. Is Shannon in the chat room? Is my attorney in the damn? No, she's gone. She gone. Oh no, she's there. Is my I need legal counsel here. Wouldn't this be a case, Mrs. Shannon, where because of this conflict of interest, shouldn't Ms. Mulcarcel Powell have recused herself from this vote for ethical concerns? This sounds to me, not only should she recuse herself from the vote in the Judiciary Committee, she should recuse herself from the vote in the House. Yeah, if it were a legal proceeding, she'd have to. She'd be forced to. And the Democrats keep saying, they're very specific. This is an illegal hearing. And Representative Collins yesterday said, well, it's a good thing it isn't because it'd already been thrown out. You got nothing. JB in the chat room, great comment. This whole thing reads like a fairy tale. Once upon a time, there were very highly placed politicians from many nations. You can you can almost hear that on an episode of Bullwinkle, right? Once upon a time, there were assembled 24 Democrats in a House Judiciary Committee. They voted to kill a president. The only thing that would make that series of sound bites better is, you know it.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the friggin' frogs gay. Serious crap gay. Frogs.
Once upon a time, there were chemicals that were put into the water.
Real slow for you.
By the way, who put the chemicals in the water? Trump? Back to Trump's letter. Magnificent letter. You know full well that that Biden paid, used his office and $1 billion of USAID money to coerce Ukraine into firing the prosecutor who was digging into the company, paying his son millions of dollars. You know this because Biden bragged about it on video. Okay, I'm going to skip the rest of this paragraph. President Zelensky has repeatedly declared that I did nothing wrong and that there was no pressure. He further emphasized that it was a good phone call, that I don't feel pressure, and explicitly stressed that nobody pushed me. The Ukrainian foreign minister stated very clearly, quote, I have never seen a direct link between investigations and security assistance, close quote.
You've got breaking news. You've got another Democrat representative going to the Republican Party over impeachment.
Yeah, you got a name?
Representative Jared Golden, freshman Democrat who represents Maine.
He gone! This is why live talk radio matters. You can't do this on a podcast. You just can't. So that means, too, so you needed to peel off 18, two down, 16 to go. Two down, 16 to go. So now you got Democrats switching parties. Now, if I'm a Republican, I'm going like, are you really going to go all fake conservative like us? I mean, you have to pretend like you care about things like life and et cetera, et cetera. Never once did Ukraine complain about pressure being applied. Not once. Ambassador Sondland testified that I told him, no quid pro quo. I want nothing. I want nothing. The famous president notepad with the Sharpie. I want nothing. I want nothing. No quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. The second claim, so-called obstruction of Congress, is preposterous and dangerous. House Democrats are trying to impeach the duly elected president of the United States for asserting constitutionally based privileges that have been asserted on a bipartisan basis by administrations of both political parties throughout our nation's history. Under that standard, every American president would have been impeached many times over. As liberal law professor Jonathan Turley warned when addressing congressional Democrats, I can't emphasize this enough. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. Everyone, you included, knows what is really happening. Your chosen candidate lost the election in 2016 in an Electoral College landslide, and you and your party have never recovered from this defeat. you have developed a full-fledged case over what many in the media call Trump derangement syndrome. And sadly, you'll never get over it. You are unwilling and unable to accept the verdict issued at the ballot box during the great election of 2016. So you have spent three straight years attempting to overturn the will of the American people and nullify their votes. You view democracy as your enemy.